Today is International Women's Day, so enjoy this trans-inclusive 24-hour broadcast by women from 3CR taking over the airwaves. We'll be returning to our regular grid programming after midnight tonight.
Fiquei e que tudo ficou. tristeza tão grande nas coisas mais simples que você tocou. A nossa casa, querido, já estava acostumada esperando você. As flores na janela sorriram, cantavam por causa de você. Olhe, meu bem, nunca mais nos deixe, por favor. Somos a vida, o sonho, nós somos o amor. Entre, meu bem, por favor, não deixe o mundo mal te levar outra vez. Me abrace simplesmente.
You are tuned to 3CR 855 on your AM dial or available through digital radio, 3cr.org.au. You can stream us online. You can go back to shows on demand. And for those who are sitting out there thinking, that's not Andrew Nolte or Tim Harding, it's true. It's Anita Harris, and this is a special show in deference to International Women's Day, when 3CR is committed to having women's voices on air for 24 hours straight. And so I'm doing a two-hour stint. The voice will probably give out before the end of this second hour. And it's International Women's Voices in Jazz that you're going to hear. Well, not just voices. We've got some jazz compositions made by women, some instrumentalists who have presented wonderful tunes over the years. I hope you enjoy it. And in deference to our Steam Radio fans, I do have some early jazz coming up shortly, but that little bracket you just heard had some great women in the mix. Regular listeners may recall that Hetty Kate hosted a show with me some months ago, November, I think, and it was one of my favourite experiences last year. Her beautiful voice was in that first number, On the Street Where You Live. She released it on an album titled Under Paris Skies in 2019. And having moved to Paris 2019, probably planned that while she was under very literal Paris skies, but it was recorded during an Australian tour. She had Ben Hanlon on bass, James Sherlock on guitar, and the lovely Hetty Kate. She was on vocals. The middle tune was the Jazz Notes Duo. Many Victorians will be very familiar with their work. They work regularly and they work tirelessly, predominantly around Victoria. And they fit nicely into an International Women's Day flavoured show, as, alongside Kevin on guitar, Kevin Blase, you heard Anne Craig on flute. And that pair have a musical partnership of many, many years, and a really varied and interesting repertoire. So definitely worth looking them up on social media, and you can probably have a listen to them live if you're in Melbourne. The tune in that case was Jobim's Meditation, and it was from their album A Smooth One. The bracket closed with Don't Ever Go Away, a.k.a. Pocaccia de Voce, which translates to Because of You. It's another bossa nova composed in 1957 by Jobim, with original lyrics by the talented Dolores Duran. Dolores had a rather short life. She was a Brazilian singer and songwriter, even had some acting credits in her far too short life. She died at 29. And, of course, the other woman I want to spotlight is the lady on piano and vocals, Eliane Elias. She is still with us, another Brazilian-born artist. She's a jazz pianist, singer, composer, and arranger. And she has a very lengthy list of award nominations and wins, resplendent with Grammys. She's a most accomplished pianist and vocalist completely. Now, I am enjoying the fact that there are so many Australian women who are being showcased here, so I am going to keep them coming.
We've been a long time, now you're heading me. It's been a long time, but now you're heading me. Every time I wake up, it's nothing new. Spent the whole night just crying over you. Something's gotta change, you'll be sorry then. Don't tell me you're doing me right. Don't tell me you're doing me right. Well, there ain't no use in lying, 'cause it's all over town. I'm here waiting for you while you keep on running round. Something's gotta change, you'll be sorry then.
That voice was Emma Franz, one of Australia's finest young jazz vocalists. She's had years of experience fronting bands, ranging from trios right through to big bands. And wow, events of note in her musical career, including being signed to Warner Chappell Publishing and now to Albert's Music, doing over 50 feature performances for Australian television, being a finalist in the Australian Jazz Awards, fronting her own groups, performing with many of Australia's most notable musicians, Paul Grabowski, Alan Brown, the Movin' and Groovin' Orchestra, the B-Sharp Big Band and others. And wow, she's got many other proverbial feathers in her cap or strings to her bow or arrows in her quiver. She holds first-class honours for a Master of Fine Arts by research, interdisciplinary arts practice from the Centre of Ideas, that sounds lofty, University of Melbourne. And in addition to her musical credentials, she is an actress and screenwriter. In fact, she's an independent filmmaker of note. And I do mean note. Her films, many of which are award-winning, have screened all over the world. And she's a composer. The tune you just heard, in addition to being sung by that talented lady, was written by her. It was called You'll Be Sorry Then, and it was from an album I've had for a long while, 1995. Sounds recent, doesn't it? But it is more than 20 years old, and it was titled Who? Who Indeed? I'm going to go for another triple play, three short recordings back to back, and again, all featuring Australian women. And in fact, this first one is a big band that has the distinction of being all women. It's a live recording, no fancy equipment, just talented ladies on stage giving it their all. I'll tell you all about them on the other side.
To the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter patter? And that happy tune is your tune. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blooms on parade.
Along the way, I should forget.
forget. But with the loneliness of night, I keep remembering everything. You're gone, and yet I get a feeling deep inside that you will always be part of me. And so I look for you along the avenue, and as I wander, I pray that someday soon I'll find you somewhere along the way.
Hey everyone, this is Jen Clower. I'm here at 3CR, Radical Radio, and it's just a little reminder that you might have forgotten to subscribe, so why don't you do it now? Jump on the phone, 9419 8377, or online at 3cr.org.au/subscribe. Let's keep independent community radio alive.
Gonna love him till I die, my gentleman friend.
This kind of kissing suits me to a T. What I was missing in the used to be, I'm getting frequently, and so goodbye to cares that hound me. Is it any wonder why? Wanna laugh and sing and cry. Gotta love him till I die, my gentleman friend.
The first in that collection of local recordings was very local indeed. In fact, it was Victoria's Melba Big Band. It's from a live recording performance at Memo on the 10th of September 2023, and it's a great big band. They were established in 2018 by pianist Catherine Connor and features five saxophones, four trombones, four trumpets, three-piece rhythm section, and is a vehicle for female musicians of all ages. They've played a lot of shows over the years, knockout shows at the Jazz Lab, Emo Music Hall, Dizzy's, Melbourne Bowling Club, St Kilda RSL. As a matter of fact, if you would like to see these ladies live, they are at St Kilda RSL next weekend, 16th of March 2025, 4 p.m. Tickets are $20 unless you're a member, in which case they're free, and I highly recommend getting along to that one. I'll post the info for it on the Swing and Sway page after the show. Now, there are a lot of women in this, but normally I would say it's a big band. I don't have time to list them all. But since today is a show all about celebrating women, I am going to, and I'm going to do it as efficiently as I possibly can. On drums, Sue Haylock in this recording. On bass, Holly Brick. On piano, Jude Russell. Alto sax, Fiona Burnett and Jane McGann. On tenor sax, Justine Jones and Melinda Mindham. On baritone sax, Laura Baker Goldsmith. On trumpet, Ishan Payne and Bethany McAuliffe Azario. Azaro, I think I got that right. Trumpet, Rachel Bean and Eloise Hayes. And on trombones, Renee Limondis. Hang on, let me do this properly. Limondias. I wish Renee, call me and tell me how to pronounce that name. Susan Bradley, Sally Barkler and Heather Allen. And on vocals for that track, Katrina Buttigieg. That's right, I practiced pronouncing that one. The second tune was Somewhere Along the Way, written by Van Heusen under the pseudonym Kurt Adams, with lyrics by Sammy Gallup. And it was from a 2013 album, Here's Looking at You. Personnel, Kim Harris, Leon Heal, Alan Richards, Graham Steele. And hang on, who's the woman being? Oh, it was me. It was me. Anyway, I'll move straight on from that one because you've heard my voice for quite a long time today. I closed with a voice that our regular listeners know well. It was the lovely voice of our own Janet Seidel. The track was from her album Dear Blossom, on which she released a selection of tracks from Blossom Dearie's delightful catalogue. I wish I had the time to include Blossom today, but the truth is I did have 10 times the tunes I could fit in, so expect to hear more than a few ladies in the upcoming shows. I think the tune, My Gentleman Friend, was released by Blossom in 1960 on an album of the same name, and Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee wrote the tune, and yeah, well-known local musicians wall-to-wall on that track. Now, we are well into the second hour. So for those missing those crackling, popping 78s, not my area of expertise, or tunes of the 1920s, again, a little outside my knowledge, I didn't want you to go into complete withdrawal. Steam Radio will be back next week in the usual 3 p.m. time slot, but while in keeping with the Women in Jazz theme, I have found some tracks that would be right at home in Steam Radio. And in fact, I'll even open with this phrase. This next track is a 1923 Shellac 78, cat number 020910, under the perfect label. Take that, Nolte.
Miss Katie Moe and her beau went to a ball one night. Mandy made the fountain drain came in and wanted to fight. The man disturbed him, now is that you? From what I've seen, I am through. Man did nearly drop dead when Katie turned around and said, he used to be your man, but he's my man now. No use squabbling, trying to start no row. I'm tough as pig iron, so they say. I'll fight about my daddy any day, cause he has such loving ways. He's crazy about loving, he likes jelly rolls. I'm here to tell you, I'm gonna get you told. There's no use to get rough just because I beat you, struck in your stuff. He used to be your man, but he's my man now.
You can hear the snap, crackle and pop in that recording. That was the 1923 release of a track titled He Used to Be Your Man, But He's My Man Now. Joseph Samuels on clarinet, Larry Bryars on piano, F. Hannaford on trombone, Jules Levy Jr. on trumpet, uncredited, mystery drummer and Lena Wilson on vocals. A wonderful woman. Lena Wilson was an American blues singer in the classic female blues style, born in 1898 in North Carolina, died in 1939. And between 1922 and 1931, she recorded, wait for it, 40 titles. She was a busy girl for different companies. A wonderful, wonderful person. And she also performed in vaudeville with her brother Danny and his wife, Edith Wilson, in the late 1910s and 20s. Numerous recordings were made as a solo artist for labels like Black Swan, Paramount, Pathé, Victor and Vocalion. I think that's right. And, yeah, she was really great. Now, I got to say that she performed in Louisville, Kentucky, with Edith Goodall, who soon married Danny and joined their act. And he was a pianist trained in a conservatory in Charleston. But he encouraged both Lena and Edith to sing, not just the blues, but also all sorts of other kinds of music. And since reading about that family connection, I did check through my music, and not only did I find Edith Wilson in the mix, but one tune jumped out as the perfect companion piece to the one I've just played, He Used to Be Your Man. And since the two ladies did perform together, it may not be a coincidence. So here's Edith Wilson, sister-in-law of Lena Wilson, with He May Be Your Man.
Many leaves from Tennessee was known to be quite rough. Anytime and anywhere, she would always run herself. Now Sadie Snow, she had a beau. She loved him night and day. Until Minnie took her Jimmy, stole his heart away. This Sadie nearly died, but Minnie only sighed. Then I heard her say, he may be your man, but he comes to see me sometimes. No vampire, that is true, but I can certainly take your man from you. My wicked smile, my wicked walk, I've got those kind of eyes that seem to talk. There's no need of crying, no use to weep and mourn. I love your man and I'm gonna take him for my own. Now I don't mean to be so bold, but I just want to get you told. He may be a man, but he comes to see me sometimes.
Celebrate all that unites us and host your own Feast for Freedom this autumn. Cook delicious global recipes curated by refugees and our guest chefs, and come together with your friends, family and community while raising vital funds for people seeking asylum. Register now at feastforfreedom.org.au. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is a 3CR supporter.
Good girl, I happy in a fight. Well, I ain't gonna play no second fiddle. I'm used to playing lead. Caught you with your good time fame. So now, Papa, I'm gonna put out your lamp. Now, Papa, I ain't sore, but you ain't gonna mess up with me no more. I'm gonna flirt with another sheep, and then you're gonna hang your head and weep. Yeah, well, I ain't gonna play no second fiddle. I'm used to play a lead.
Now, I told you all about that first tune before I played it, but just to refresh your memory, it was He May Be Your Man, But He Comes to See Me Sometimes, sung by Edith Wilson and accompanied by Johnny Dunn's original Jazz Hounds. The second tune is one that came into my collection when I purchased the Jazz Divas double CD that was put together by the Australian Jazz Museum last year. Great selection, covering women in jazz for more than 100 years. The vocalist was from Melbourne, Margaret Rode Knight, born in 43, so age 80. Folk jazz blues singer. She may still be with us too, if I'm not mistaken. And in the 1960s and 70s, Margaret appeared on numerous television programs, including something called Folkmoot. I don't know what that is. Hosted by Leonard Teal. Dave's Place, hosted by Kingston Trio's Dave Gard. And the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's National Weekly Current Affairs program, Open End. The CD notes that it was Lynn Bernard's jazz band with her on that recording. Though I do wonder if that's Judy Bailey on piano with her. She certainly recorded a studio version of that tune with Judy in the 80s. But back to Margaret for a second. She was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award in 2019 in the Australian Women in Music Awards, and well-deserved. And originally, the song, Ain't Going to Play No Second Fiddle, was released by Bessie Smith and written by Percy Bradford. Now, since I've segued into some earlier material in this last patch of the show, I am going to see out the show with more great early jazz. And I'm going to start with Nellie Lucha.
Hurry on down to my house, baby. There ain't nobody home but me. Hurry on down to my house, baby. I'm blue as I can be. I love you. And you love me. Hurry through the alley so the neighbors won't see you. Hurry on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody home but me. Hurry on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody home but me. Hurry on down, baby. I'm blue as I can be. Mama's gone for the whole long day. Just think of it, honey. We'll have a long time to play. If you hurry on down, ain't nobody home but me. Hurry, 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 hurry. Ain't nobody home but me. Hurry! Oh, no, I'm blue as I can be. The cuckoo and the clock is going tick-tock, tick. Oh, come on, honey, quick, quick, quick. Hurry on down, baby. Anybody home but me.
Thank you.
was the first time that we'd met. He claimed to be a small town chief, and on his jive he bet. He wrapped his hat and coat and said, "Here I'll stay." But his feathers fell when he heard me say, "Not on the first night, baby. Ain't known you long enough. Don't you think you're kind of hasty to pull that kind of stuff? Don't slam my front door, please, when you go out, just because there was nothing doing what you was thinking about. Not on the first night, baby, or maybe not at all. Maybe not at all." Now, as Miss Clara Smith would sing the same song. Not on the first night, baby, sweet mama cried, no, you thought. Why don't you think you're kind of hasty just to pull that kind of stuff? Run round the block, hot papa, and get yourself some air. This ain't no teapot, daddy, don't you try to angle in here. Because not on the first night, baby, oh, maybe not at all. I say maybe not at all. Now I'm getting ready for the Empress, Miss Bessie Smith Long. Not on the first night, babe. Ain't no you long enough. Don't you think you kind of heavy to pull that kind of sword? Be yourself kind, mister, that's no way to act. Let my dog knob hit you in the middle of your back. Or maybe not at all. I say maybe not at all.
Okay, now I hope those who've tuned in expecting to hear Steam Radio, who are hearing this 2-hour Women in Jazz show, were satisfied that their urge for 78 popping and crackling was satisfied by a few of these tunes. The first of that pair was called Hurry On Down, a song written and sung by Nellie Lucha. Backing on the record was a group called Her Rhythm. And, yeah, she also played piano on the record, which was released in 1947 on the Capitol Americana label. It was ranked number 10 on the magazine's year-end list of the most played records of 1947, although it was considered a bit risque. Perhaps in spite of that, or because of it, it sold 1 million copies globally. She's an amazing lady. At age of 15, she joined her father in Clarence Hart's Imperial Jazz Band, and in her mid-teens also briefly married the band's trumpet player. In 33, she joined the Southern Rhythm Boys, writing their arrangements and touring widely. And in 35, she moved to Los Angeles, where she married Lionel Lewis and had a son, but did not stop. She began to play swing piano and also sing in small combos through the area and developing her own style that was influenced by Earl Hines, Duke Ellington, and her friend, Nat King Cole. And she's another lady who had a very long life, died in LA in 2007, aged 94. I followed that with Maybe Not At All, Ethel Waters and her Ebony Four, 1925 tune, and Ethel is credited as one of those songwriters with Sydney Easton. Now, how is time going? Oh, it's running out. Do I have time to return to a classic Australian recording? I think that I do.
Thank you. thinking of the day when he will pass away and leave this world behind. I haven't any gold to leave when I grow old. Somehow it passed me by. I'm very young, but still I leave this special will when I say goodbye. I leave the sunshine to the flowers. I leave the nighttime to the trees. And to the old folks, I leave the memory of a baby upon their knees. The playtime for the children. I leave the songbirds to the blind. I leave the moon above to those in love when I leave the world behind. When I leave the world behind.
Well, When I Leave the World Behind, written by Irving Berlin, first recorded by Sam Ash in 1915, but that Australian recording was from, and this is as accurate as I can get, the early years of the Yarra Yarra Jazz Band, though their early years was in the 60s, so I suppose I can get a little bit more accurate. I do have a personnel listening for that. Maurice Gabot, Nick Politis, Roger James, Adrian Ford, Willie Watt, Frank Stewart, and Les Fittoll on trombone and Andy Symes on banjo. But the two wonderful women who feature in that band were Lynn Wallace on drums and Kay Younger on vocals. Now, this hour has flown by, well, 2 hours has flown by, so I'm going to pop on a little more female jazz. We've got Lil Armstrong with It's Murder. And I'm going to love you and leave you. Thank you so much for listening today. And tune in next week for the regularly scheduled programming.
Now all you girls come gather round, stop raving about your men. And let me tell you how sweet mine is, though he commits a sin. Cause when my baby makes love to me, it's murder. Now when he turtle doves me, that's murder. Now when he feels temperamental, I just let him have his way. I can only see him twice a week, he's a member of the PWA. Now when my baby caresses me, it's murder. But if he ever dispossesses me, I will commit murder. Now if I tell him that he's not mine, he turns into Frankenstein, makes shivers run up and down my spine. That's murder.
Están escuchando el programa Mujeres Latinoamericanas aquí en la radio 3CR 855 de su dial AM.
Los de siempre quieren plata,
tienen el culo forradito la rata.
A los papitos de corbata se los come con limón esta gata. Tengo el cumbión, tengo calentura y perreo hasta en medio la basura. Somos caleta más que los pacos, somos machoros, peleamos sin guanaco. Saca la tela, ve con cautela, así el cerebro se te ve.
This is 2 o'clock and it is more or less Swing and Sway. It's Anita here, and I wanted to assure you that this was Swing and Sway because, well, I'm giving our theme song a rest this week in favour of this.
I'm keeping my eye on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing but singing the blues. Oh, sister, have I got news for you? I'm something. I hope you think that you're something too. Scuffing, I've been up that lonesome road and I've seen a lot of suns going. Honey, but trust me, no low life's gonna run me around. So let me tell you something, sister. Remember your name, no twister. Gonna steal yourself away, my sister. We sure ain't got a whole lot of time. So come on and shake your shimmy, sister. Cause honey, the sugar is feeling fine. I've been up that lonesome road, and I've seen a lot of things going down. Honey, but trust me, no lowlife's gonna run me around. So let me tell you something, sister, remember your name, no twister. Gonna steal your stuff away, my sister. We sure ain't got a whole lot of time. So come on and shake your shimmy, sister, 'cause honey, the sugar is feeling fine.
Yeah, that was me. And this is me, Anita Harris, hosting this week of, well, let's see what this show turns out to be. Quick rundown of the usual stuff before we talk about this week's show. This is 3CR 855 on the AM dial or through digital radio or to stream live online or to stream on demand. Just head to 3cr.org.au. And, of course, there's the C Plus app. Carry us with you in your pocket. And you're listening to Anita Harris hosting, well, ostensibly swing and sway and steam, kind of. It is International Women's Day, or so I've been told. And all day long, this station has featured shows by women, announcements by women, women's voices. And, of course, this is both women's voices, and I'm going to have a special two-hour extravaganza. Hopefully that will please you to channel Andrew Nolte just a little bit. There's even some special encore programming afterwards, but I'll talk about that a little later. This day, International Women's Day, takes place annually on the 8th of March. First celebrated in 1909, it's become a key date on the equality calendar. And I put some extra time and thought into today's selection of tunes with that in mind. I've got a mix of tracks featuring women in jazz, some local, some from far, far away places, some early pioneers, some more contemporary, and all women who played or are playing their part in bringing jazz to new generations and old. For those who do tune in for the whole afternoon, I would like to assure you that there is some great early jazz through the show, and particularly in the second half with a call out to our Steam Radio listeners. And I'm mentioning this because I am starting with something that is a recent recording, a quite contemporary recording and quite beautiful recording, and it isn't the only one. So let's get on with it. Here's one of those talented Bernards, a Bernard lady.
Dear Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you, and I hope that you will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it, I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes, you made me glad. But there were times, sir, you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand, that's true, yes I do, deed I do, you know I do. I must tell you what I'm feeling, the very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you. Oh gee, Mr. Gable, I don't want to bother you, yes. Yes, you got a lot of girls that tell you the same thing. And if
you don't want to read this letter, well, you don't have to. But I just had to tell you about the time I saw you, and it happened one night. That was the first time I ever saw you. And I knew right then you were the nicest fella in the movies. I guess it was because you acted so, was so natural-like. Not like a real actor at all, but just like any fella you'd meet at school or at a party. And then one time I saw you in a picture with Joan Crawford. I had to cry a little, because you loved her so much, and you couldn't have her. Well, not till the end of the picture, anyway. And then one time I saw you in person. You were going to the Coconut Grove one night, and I was standing there when you got out of your car, and you almost knocked me down. Oh, but it wasn't your fault. I was in the way. But you looked at me, and you smiled. Yeah, you smiled right at me as if you meant it. And I cried all the way home just because you smiled at me for being in your way. Oh, I'll never forget it, Mr. Gable. Honest Injun, you're my favorite actor. I don't care what happens, let the whole world stop. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always be the top. Cause you know you made me love you.
Is it just me, or does Rebecca Bernard sound a lot like Judy Garland? Yes, that's the trouble with today. I have actually got so much jazz with featuring wonderful women, spotlighting wonderful women, that I put a disc in that was not meant to play quite this early. So consider that a taste of some of the things coming in the second half of the show. That number, well, it has two names, that number. The one most people know is You Made Me Love You, but the one I chose to play was the classic Judy Garland version, Dear Mr. Gable. In 1937, someone wrote original lyrics or additional lyrics to the song for Miss Garland to sing. And the new lyrics cast Garland in the role of a teenage fan of Clark Gable. And she sang the song to Mr. Gable at a party thrown for him by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. MGM executives were so charmed by it. They thought it was wonderful. And she and the song were added to the film Broadway Melody of 1938. And then she recorded the Gable version, the one you've just heard in, well, she recorded in 1937 and it was released. So MGM thought it was a great tune, but they did release it as a B-side. You might have heard of the A-side. It would be a little tune called Over the Rainbow, I think. I think we all know that one. Okay, so take two of the song I had intended to play first. I can assure you I have checked four times during that last tune. This is most definitely Rebecca Bernard.
Be on the outside, looking on the inside. If you're on the inside, looking on the outside. Things that look inviting seldom are exciting. Stay on your side. Don't be on the wrong side, looking on the right side. You're on the right side, looking on the wrong side. Everything you see don't really have to be, so stay on your side. If you're on the inside, looking on the outside, everything you see don't really have to be, so stay on your side.
so deceiving. Don't be taken for a ride. Don't be on the outside looking on the inside. If you're on the inside looking on the outside, everything you see don't really have to be. So stay on your side.
The song you just heard, Don't Be on the Outside, was written by Mame Watts and also Sid and George. It was released by Sarah Vaughan in 1956 originally, but let's talk about the album from which I just played a track and the personnel on that album. It was recorded in 2023 and I snapped it up immediately. It's called The Night We Called It a Day, and I bought mine from the lady herself. But if you search online, you will find a few ways to get your hands on a physical copy, or you can jump onto iTunes, Bandcamp, those kind of platforms if you'd like to add to your digital collection. The personnel are an impressive bunch. Rebecca Bernard on vocals, Monique DeMatina on piano, Ben Robertson on bass, Harry O'Mara on drums, Sam Lehman on guitar, Paul Williamson on sax, and Steve Grant on trumpet. But the three women I'd like to put into the spotlight that were inspired by that track are as follows. The first is Mame P. Watts, a.k.a. Mamie Watts. She was an American songwriter and R&B singer. Best known for co-writing the jazz standard All Right, OK, You Win. And she famously sued the former executive of the Associated Record Company over that tune for songwriting royalties. But what I can't discover is whether she won. I would love to know that. So if any of our jazz fans out there know the answer to that, please let me know. The second woman I'd like to highlight is the amazing Australian pianist on that album, Monique DeMatina. She's a graduate of the Victorian College of the Arts and has studied with jazz luminaries. I haven't had enough coffee yet today. And she's performed at prestigious venues worldwide. And she's also released several solo albums, each displaying her virtuosic skill. I told you I can't speak today. And deep musicality. Her role as an educator, it's an amazing role. She highlights her dedication to nurturing the next generation of musicians, and she's an indispensable figure in the Australian jazz scene. And finally, what can I say about Rebecca Bernard? What can one say about any Bernard? They're all very talented. Her own website notes that the album from which that track hailed plays tribute to her family roots, and my, what a family. The Bernards are jazz royalty. Long may they reign over us. Father Len Bernard, Uncle Bob Bernard, grandparents Jim and Kath Bernard, who ran the Kath Bernard Jazz Band. I might see if I can fish out some of that for a future show. She's appeared on recordings with many Australian artists, including Paul Kelly, Tim Rogers, Renee Geyer, Deborah Conway, the Meanies, Warped, Stephen Cummings, Tism. And I must say, I was very surprised when I read that. I am a fan of Tism. For the uninitiated, this is Serious Mum. That's what that stands for. UMI, the Black Sorrows, the Fobs, Kutcher Edwards, the Audreys, and Guy Pearce. Interesting. But Rebecca is a wonderful, wonderful vocalist. Now, I have something with a Latin flavour queued up next. This track features another well-known and much-loved Australian pianist, and she is Judy Bailey. In addition to this wonderful musician on piano, she actually wrote this tune. Thank you.
Today is International Women's Day, so enjoy this trans-inclusive 24-hour broadcast by women from 3CR taking over the airwaves. We'll be returning to our regular grid programming after midnight tonight.
That tune you just heard was, well, basically an Australian, though she does hail from New Zealand, a pianist, Judy Bailey, pianist and composer. She did compose that number. It was called One Moment. Now, I played Judy in a very recent show. In fact, I've played her quite a bit over the time I've been with 3CR, and I've highlighted her many achievements and awards. So I don't want to bore you with them again now. Order of Australian Medal, Award for Distinguished Services to Australian Music, Honorary Doctorate from the University of Sydney Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2019, the Australian Women in Music Awards and the Don Banks Music Award. And I probably haven't said them all just then. It's worth applauding her contribution to jazz education. She's mentored generations of jazz musicians and is known for her innovative big band arrangements. She's a wonderful Australian. She's Australian, she's ours, we want her, we're keeping her. Now, I think I'm going to play a triple play next, partly because when I came to put this show together and was looking for women in jazz, women vocalists, obviously, but women instrumentalists and composers, I found a lot. I found enough that I could do a 10-hour special and not repeat myself and probably then still have music left over. So I am going to do a few from here on, a few back-to-back tunes, so you get less of me chatting and more wonderful music. The first tune in this little cluster of tunes was written by the pianist that you just heard. And it also features another seriously talented Australian vocalist and composer in her own right, Olivia Chindamo.
Whenever we're together, the colours of my dream come to life. Gently the shadows that cloud in my day drift out the window, the sun in your smile seems to say, love is all, love is all, love is all. Whenever we're together, the colors of my dream seem so real. Feeling your hand as it touches my hand, whispering meaningless, beautiful phrases of love. And if the world falls apart, I don't care, knowing you are there, giving me the colors of my dream. Whenever we're together, the colors of my dream come to life. Gently the shadows of cloud in my day drift out the window, the sun in your smile seems to say, love is all. Whenever we're together, the colors of my dream seem so real. Feeling your head as it touches my hand, whispering meaningless, beautiful phrases of love. And if the world falls apart, I don't care, knowing you are there, giving me is all, love is all, love is all. whenever we're together. The colors of my dream seem so real. Feeling your hand as it touches my head, whispering meaningless, beautiful phrases of love. And if the world falls apart, I don't care, knowing you are there, giving me the colors of my dream.
Hi, my name's Pilar Aguilera and I'm 3CR's chairperson. I'm urging you to become a 3CR subscriber. We need to keep independent, radical, dissenting voices on air. Social change doesn't just happen, we need to nurture it. We desperately need to hear alternative ideas that allow us to organise, build community and change the systems that continue to oppress us and destroy the planet. Put your money where your mouth is. Become a member. Subscribe today.
Lately, I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me, mostly whenever you're around me. Lately, I seem to walk as though I had wings. I bump into things like
find myself out gazing at stars. Oh, I'm hearing guitars like someone who's in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me. I seem to walk as though I had wings, and I bump into things like someone in love. Sometimes I look at you, I'm as limp as a glove, and I'm feeling like someone. I'm feeling like someone.
Said, don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, cause I'm hip. Now I'm deep into Zen meditation and macrobiotics. And as soon as I can, I intend to get into narcotics. Yeah, cause I'm cool as a kook. I'm a cat, I'm a card, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Let it rip, I may flip, but I'm hip. Ooh, I'm hip. Yeah, I'm hip. I say scooby doo ba doo boom boom doo boom boo doo 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 doo.
Yeah, that's Chicks on Piano. Woo!
You are tuned to 3CR on International Women's Day, and you're listening to, well, Anita Harris presenting a special Women in Jazz show and presenting it for 2 hours. So let's hope you like the sound of my voice and the sound of many women's voices, because I've got quite a few lined up for you. You just heard a bracket of three tunes. 100% of that bracket featured Australian recordings, and I'll admit I've leant towards Australian recordings today. The first was a tune titled Colour of My Dream, written by, as I noted earlier, Judy Bailey, and sung beautifully by Olivia Chindamo. Matthew Sheens was on piano, and it was released on her 2024 album, Portraits and Propagations. The middle track was from a CD I bought from the artist herself a couple of decades ago, perhaps a little longer than that, although I don't want to admit that now. Would be hard to come by a copy these days. It's titled A Weaver of Dreams and was released by New South Wales, or is it ACT? A pianist and vocalist from up that way, Kay Carter, the Kay Carter Trio, in fact, and guests. That means Kay Carter, the lovely lady herself, was on piano and vocals, Arthur Pickler on bass, Ken Carter on drums and percussion. And they did have a guest on that album, but I won't mention them because I don't think they were on that track. The tune was the Van Heusen and Burkes' Like Someone in Love. And I wrapped up that bundle of three Australian recordings with Kate Soberano. That one was a live recording, which I'm sure you worked out. I know that because the 1986 album was simply titled Live. And the tune, I'm Hip. And yes, Kate, you are. Written by Bob Durra and Dave Frischberg. It wasn't something that she necessarily planned to record either. In the 80s, as I think people of my generation know, she was getting noticed on the pop scene, but she was asked to step in at the last minute and replace a cancelled jazz performance at the Perth International Jazz Festival. In fact, she only had a week's notice, and good on her for doing it. She got together a septet and stepped in. The show must go on, and it was a rip-roaring success. In fact, it was such a success that the organiser immediately asked her to perform again at the ANZ Pavilion State Theatre in Melbourne. So she dipped her toes into jazz, and I don't think she's looked back, although she's a very versatile vocalist. In her 2014 autobiography, though, of that particular show, she said it frightened the life out of her. She thought no one would come, but the show was a hit, and the live recording was released as her debut album in 1987. So for Kate, it all started with jazz. Now, I did promise a mix of eras, and I'll admit that I've leant towards more modern tunes in this sort of first 30 minutes. So I think it's time to wind back the proverbial clock and look at some of the women who got us where we are today. I selected this, let's call it a medley of tunes, because both were composed by a noteworthy woman. And of course, both tunes are sung by two legends of music, two ladies that I love.
I thought I'd found the man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again. Through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame. And who's to blame? I thought I'd found a man I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends?
Yes,
everything's fine and dandy, but only when I'm with you, but only when I'm with you.
Only when I'm with you.
Gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when I'm with you. Then I only see the sunny side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do?
What am I gonna do when I'm away from you? How will I ever get along? I've gotta hear at least once a day from you. My will is strong, but my want is weak. I say I won't look, then I take a peek. You've gotta do your best to keep me from
sugar candy when I've got you. Then I only see the sunny side, even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do? Side. Even trouble has its funny side. When you're gone, sugar candy, I get lonesome, I get so blue. When you're handy, it's fine and dandy, but when you're gone, what can I do? It's always fine and dandy when I'm around you.
Always fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy indeed. Kay Swift was the first woman to write a full score for Broadway, and she brought her melodic gifts to jazz. The two hastily cobbled together tunes I just played were from the show that she wrote. The songs were Can't We Be Friends and Fine and Dandy. And Catherine Faulkner K. Swift. She was an American composer of popular and classical music, the first woman, as I said, to score a hit music from beginning to end. And the tunes were written for that 1930 musical, and it was called Fine and Dandy. The pair both went on to become jazz standards. And in fact, Can't We Be Friends was her biggest hit song back in 1929. Kay had a remarkable and very long life. She collaborated with Ira Gershwin in the late 30s to complete and arrange some of his unpublished works. She said she knew almost all of George's music, had taken down sketches as he composed, and had total music recall. She was also staff composer at Radio City Music Hall. She wrote musical numbers for the Rockettes. She was director of light music for the 1939 World's Fair. And in the 50s, she provided the score for Cornelia Otis Skinner's One Woman Broadway show. And she played piano in that orchestra as well. Her later years were devoted to transcribing, performing and annotating Gershwin's music. And she continued to do that until 1991. And to put this in context, it was just 2 years before she died at the age of 1995. A remarkable woman. And of course, those two were presented by voices that are well known by jazz fans. The two voices you heard were the First Lady of Jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, and America's sweetheart, Doris Day, Doris Day. Doris Day. I do feel like I shortchanged Ella just a little, though. She is the foundation on which many musical careers were built. She was remarkable in terms of her contribution to jazz. And 60 seconds or so is just not enough. So, how about we hear another shorty? Here's Ella, and please sing me a swing song.
What's a swing band for? Oh, baby, I don't want you to groove soft and mellow. Let me warn you in advance, sing me a swing song and let me dance. Oh, baby, I don't want any moon bright and yellow. You can have your sweet romance, sing me a swing song and let me dance. trombone, play some corn. I ain't caring what notes. Mr. Trumpet, grab a horn. Brother, give me hot notes. Oh, baby, I don't want any tune on a cello. Give the rhythm man a chance. Sing me a swing song and let me dance.
Sing Me a Swing Song and Let Me Dance by Chick Webb and his orchestra with a vocal chorus by Ella Fitzgerald, which I'll admit the first time I heard that recording, I didn't pick it as Ella. It was actually 1936, June 2nd, 1936. And yeah, the first recording of it was only a month before that one. So Wingy Malone and his orchestra recorded that. But Ella was quite young in that recording, around 19, if my dates are correct, not quite 2 years after her debut, where she intended to dance in a competition at the Apollo Theatre, saw the Edwards sisters dancing and, well, not to put too fine a point on it, she chickened out and she sang instead. And she did win. Part of what she won was the chance to perform at the Apollo for a week. But the story goes that because of her messy, unkempt appearance, the theatre never gave her that part of her prize. Isn't it wonderful that we no longer live in a world where a woman's value is reduced to her appearance? Did I say that out loud? Oops. She went on to refine her style, I mean musically, her experience and her talent, and she made a prolific contribution to jazz. This next band is one I have not played before, but it seemed like the perfect time to crack it out and pop it on air. It has four talented women in this band. In fact, the entire band is four talented women. It's a quartet, and I think you'll recognise the tune.
Thank you.
That was the Ladies Swing Quartet, the mobile string quartet of an unusual kind, the four string players from Stuttgart, move musically between the guests when they perform in a very friendly manner, or they inspire their audience from the stage. They're apparently very entertaining to see. Cocktail was the title of the album, and the track was Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland. And of course, there were four wonderful women to highlight: Mika Brandenbusch and Bettina Alban Abril, who played violin. On viola, we had Suzanne Melian, and on violoncello, Regine Friedrich. So, wonderful quartet from Stuttgart. I'm going to play another uninterrupted bracket of a few tunes now, and I'm opening it up with two locals and relatively recent releases at that. First up, friend of the show, Hetty Kate.
I have often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. And are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part? Enchantment pour out of every door. No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are stop and stare. They don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Just let the time go by. I won't care if I can be here on the street where you thank you. often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. And all at once am I, oh, several stories high, knowing I am on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? And can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling just to know time go by.